our family was in Posen Camp 1, and Camp 1 consisted of probably, I don't exact number, let's say two-thirds of it was families. And it was a smaller section where all of the single men, the bachelor men, that were housed in the same kind of barracks, except they were just all single men that lived there. And they're probably in there from their 20s to the 50s, and, you know, the whole range of ages. And when I was really young, I remember going over there, befriending some of these bachelor men, and we'd have, I can't say session, but we would meet with them, and they would entertain, I'm not sure if we would entertain them or they would entertain us, but anyhow, we would have a good time with dealing with these bachelor men, because the families, of course, dealt with their own kids. There are no, these bachelor men that didn't have any kids. We were their entertainment, so. Let's see, that was probably in 1945 time frame, because I was like just about 1 year old in 42 when the internment came about. And it was probably about 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 years old, something in that order, when in 1944 and early 45 is when I was a kid in camp, and that's where. And we would, one of the things that the bachelor men would, I convince them to do is make these little nets up, and we would go after cicadas, moths, grasshoppers. And of course, I'd go home and I'd stuck them in my pocket, you know. And then when I get home, my mom would say, "All right, you can't come in the house until you empty your pockets." And she'd literally take my pants off and empty all the bugs out of it, because she obviously didn't want any bugs in the house. So, as bad as the house was at the time, it was just a barrack.